Trev, you've had a bit of time to reflect now. What did you sort of learn about your team up in Brisbane?
Yeah, no, look, it was a good couple of hit-outs for us. Obviously, we played better the last game, which is good because it's 3 games in 4 days is pretty taxing on the body. So it's there. We just got to make sure it's there every time we step across the white line.
How happy were you with that response after the middle game of that tournament?
Yeah, well, it's getting back to what Wildcats basketball is, and we got away from that with that second game, which is a bit disappointing, but you'd rather find out in pre-season than during the season.
How's Matty tracking? You saw him chucking up a few shots there.
Yeah, the first time he can run up and down, so fingers crossed he's on track and we don't have any setbacks, and hopefully he'll be still back in November.
So time frame for him is still sort of 6 to 7 weeks in?
Yeah, he's still... He's had no contact whatsoever. This is the first time you've seen him running up and down the court. So we're happy where his progress is, and so he's on track.
In terms of the gel and the makeup of the side, have you found that's improved after last weekend?
Yeah, exactly. We've got a lot of moving pieces, you know, obviously with the Olympics and myself, Damo out, and then Matty out, and then Jesse out with a baby. So it's there's a lot of moving parts to go, and we're getting there.
Are you happy with the preparation, and have you had enough practice or time to get it right?
Probably I'd like another couple of games, you know, just with being a coach that wants everything ticked all the boxes. So, but we know the change, and it's how you deal with that during the course of the year. You're going to have injuries, you're going to have guys out for certain things. So it's how the team reacts to that is really what I like to see, and I did see that on Sunday.
Just back on Matty, Trev, how much of a balance is it between trying to get him back in? Obviously is super important for you, but then also being cautious given his history.
Yeah, we probably had a little bit of that with last year as well, how we nursed that shoulder through, and he had surgery in the off-season. So we've got that experience now, and the physio doing a great job, our medical staff getting him back on track and played, I think he played 27 games last year. So, look, they know his body pretty well by now, so we'll take guidance from them. And Matt's a big focus for our team, without question. We like him healthy. We don't want to rush him back, that he re-injures it and he's out for a long period of time.
What was your reaction when you found out how he injured that shoulder in the weight room?
Oh, look, I was pretty disappointed, but look, that's, you can't cry over spilt milk. It's already done, and we make sure it doesn't happen again.
How close are you to figuring out your starting rotation for next Thursday?
Yeah, look, the last five, we mixed that up with Greg coming in. He's done a really well, played well, and, you know, he's... we've got to get the 5 guys playing together, so we've still got a bits to go with that. We've got 5 more practices before our first game, and we'll decide closer to the date.
Are you likely to use one of the imports off the bench to give you a bit of extra punch?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know. We've messed it around with Jamil off the bench, and then with Jaron off the bench, so we'll make that decision the next couple of days.
Do you feel this year, obviously defending champions, that you will be the hunted, or you just take it as another season?
I think the longest I've been here in Wildcats, we're always got a rivalry. We're always being hunted. So it's, it's not really defending. We've got a lot of new guys on this team. It's a new team. We've got to establish our own identity, and, we've got to make our mark in this tough league.
The biggest challenge, reputation versus what the new team actually looks like?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of guys coming in and fitting in, and we just got to teach them how Wildcats basketball is. It's not pretty boys. We're not pretty boys. We roll up our sleeves and get after it, and our DNA is our defense intensity and getting after guys, and we just got to make sure we're doing that all the time.
No Sean today?
No, he had a NBL promo yesterday. Didn't get home to midnight, so he's been going 7 days in a row, so we thought we'd better give him a day off.
How closely did you look at Brisbane at the Blitz ahead of next Thursday, or is it more about you guys at this stage?
Yeah, obviously we had people look at it, but I certainly focus in on us. Yep.